USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Afghans await the results of the presidential election destroyed by Taliban threats, the government used its platform at the UN General Assembly to tell the insurgents, quote, join us in peace or we will continue to fight. Afghanistan was not the only country sending a message. North Korea had one for the United States saying it was up to Washington whether now stalled nuclear negotiations become, quote, a window of opportunity or an occasion that will hasten the crisis. Monday's speeches wrapped up a meeting marked by global worries over the rising tensions in the Persian Gulf region, challenging climate rates, and the very future of the idea that large-scale international cooperation with the UN is impossible. Stocks finished mostly higher today as the S&P 500 climbed 14.95 to 29.76. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 96 points to 26.916. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
New sanctions have been placed on Russia for its meddling in our elections. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the latest.
This time it's concerning Russian interference in the 2018 midterm elections. A statement from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that four Russian entities and seven individuals are being targeted, including a Russian oligarch. Pompeo noting that the U.S., quote, will not tolerate foreign interference in elections. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For years, teens flocked to Forever 21's massive stores at the nation's malls for a speedy take on fashion, like its $5 shimmery halter tops and $25 dresses. But the chain that helped popularize so-called fast fashion has moved too slow for a new generation of young customers. The LA-based privately held chain filed for bankruptcy Chapter 11, victim of rapidly changing shopping taste among teens who are increasingly turning away from malls and heading to trendy online sites. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In an interview on 60 Minutes, the Saudi Crown Prince opens up about Iran and more. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Saudi Crown Prince claims he's innocent and also responsible. During the interview, Nora O'Donnell asked Mohammed bin Salman about the gruesome murder of a Saudi journalist.
Did you order the murder of Jamal Khashoggi?
Absolutely not. This was a heinous crime. But I take full responsibility as a leader in Saudi Arabia, especially since it was committed by individuals working for the Saudi government.
Bin Salman also says he prefers a political, not a military, solution to stop Iran's nuclear program. I'm Wendy King.
American consumers boosted their spending by just 0.1% in August, the smallest gain in 6 months, even as their incomes rose at 0.4%. Up from a small gain the previous month, the Commerce Department has stated. A measure of inflation preferred by the Federal Reserve was flat, but excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices were up 0.1%. Consumers are the key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports are slipping. August's modest gain suggests the economy might slow in the July-September quarter compared with the beginning of the year. Consumer confidence is historically high, but the Conference Board said this week it slipped slightly in a sign that the U.S.-China trade war is raising economic uncertainties. This is USA Radio News.